We get up in his room, and then, because Ozzy's in one room, and usually he doesn't stay with the band, he's in another hotel sometimes, but he was in the hotel with the crew and the band and everything like that. So we get up to Ozzy's room, and I'm hanging out with some of the crew guys, and everyone's playing cards, drinking booze, hanging out and stuff like that. So we're all just hanging, and this, the sound guy at the time, Skin, he just goes, man, you know what your problem is, you bastards. The old man wants to have fun, and nobody wants to have fun with Ozzy. I'm going to go back to the hotel. I'm like, Skin, you know what he's like when he gets tanked. I'm like, you can go hang out with him. You know what I mean? And he just goes, you know what? I'm going to go hang out with him. Because I'm going back to the goddamn hotel, and I hang out with him. So we're like, oh, great. So the whole thing is, we get back to the hotel. Everyone's playing cards, doing things. All of a sudden, we're like, dude, has anyone seen Skin around? No one sees Skin. All of a sudden, I go into the room. Ozzy's, he's waking Ozzy up out of the bed, right? I guess Ozzy had left his door open. He's got Ozzy up and waking him up out of the bed. And I go, Skin, what the hell are you doing, dude? I said, let him sleep, bro. I said, he's tanked. And, you know, and the whole thing is, you look in the thing, it's just like there's a bottle of pills, booze everywhere. Ozzy's out cold. And then, and he's getting him up. And Ozzy goes like this. I go in and get the tour manager, BT, or stage manager, Bobby. And BT comes in. And he goes, great, look at this. And he goes, Skin, what the hell are you doing? Let him sleep, bro. And he goes, ah, he's coming to the party. We're drinking, bro. And all of a sudden, Ozzy gets up, starts walking with his Calvin Klein underwear on. He just starts walking, going, I'm going to the party. I'm going to the party. Starts walking. Bobby takes him, turns him around. He goes right back towards the bed. He goes, Oz, the party's right over here, bro. It's right here. Ozzy hits the bed, and his feet are still moving. He's still walking. He's face down. Face down. The feet are still going. And Bobby T's like, Zach, just lean, pick him up. You know, we rolled Ozzy over, pulled him up to the top, put a pillow underneath his head, and we left him. So we closed the door. Geez. Somehow Skin must have had the key for the room. The Skin was hanging out again, the sound man. We just, we're hanging around. Another 40 minutes later, we go, has anyone seen Skin? I haven't seen him around in a while. All of a sudden, you just hear this big ka-dush, bam, glass breaking, everything, because they were like right across the hall. All of a sudden, we go in there. Skin, the sound man, had tried picking Ozzy up out of the bed, picking him up, and I guess he slid off of Ozzy's hands. You know those sliding glass mirror doors in hotels? Went right through the doors. Right through the doors. The lamp fell over. Booze is everywhere. Pills everywhere. Ozzy's hanging off the bed. And I'm like, oh, Christ. I go, this is great. Forget the show. We ain't doing a show tomorrow. The sound man's lucky he's even breathing. You know, I mean, like, Ozzy's like, it's like, is he even breathing? I mean, you know, it's just like between the pills and everything like that. So next day, I walk into production. There's Ozzy and Sharon and Skin going, ah, that was awesome last night, ah, you know. But nothing happened, and I'm going, oh,
yeah.
Here we go.
God damn.
That's a good story.
That was just pretty much, that was on Tuesday. Wednesday, there was another story, so, you know.